Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 42. This is Tommy.
And this is Avery. Here we are.
And I don't know if you're wearing your seatbelt, Avery, but I know I'm not because we're at a table.
And not in a car.
And not in a car, correct. Before we get rolling here, I just want to take a quick second to thank our awesome sponsors. First of all, Johnny's Poorhouse on Sheridan Road, offering up some of the best food and drink in Pleasant Prairie. A couple of their specials. Monday is $1 boneless wings. We have Taco Tuesdays, three tacos for $5. Wednesday, $3 burgers. Thursday, $8 Phillies. And my favorite, the crispiest, most succulent fish fry in all the land, Friday fish fries. And if you go in there and mention the podcast, you'll get a beer on the house. And next, Pineway Driving Range, also on 116th, coming right off of Sheridan Road. Go in there, bring up four beers, no fears. Get $2 off a bag of balls. What a deal.
Bag balls.
Avery, get us rolling.
Hey, everybody. Well, I guess the cans are getting started, yeah?
Oh,
okay. We delicious. We're slurping down some Smirnoff today. Smirnoff, seltzer, red, white, and berry as 4th of July is coming up.
4th of July is approaching. Happy birthday, America.
God bless you, George Washington. Welcome to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 42. Lots of fours today. 42 Fast, 2 Furious. That is the title of today's episode.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Honestly, it's one of my favorite names of movies, even though I've never seen it. 2 Fast, 2 Furious? Come on. Raise the stakes any higher. You can't. Take a
what
look.
What if it was called 3 Fast, 3 Furious?
It's a little bit faster. What about 4 Fast, 4 Furious? Is that a new name of the podcast? I don't think so. Here we go. Let's just dive right in. So let's talk about the first thing that everyone talks about when they meet somebody that they haven't seen in a span of 3 days that happened at the end of the week. The weekend. How was your weekend, Tommy?
Oh, my God. You know what? When I got out of college, I told myself I would stop having bender weekends. And unfortunately, I'm not there yet. 25, but that's neither here nor there. You know, Friday, kicked it off. Some friends come down. We went to a couple of the taverns downtown Kenosha. Really got to switch it up a little bit. Threw back a couple whiskeys. Oh, one of my buddies, our coworker Jack. We walked into a bar. We all got in, including his younger 22-year-old girlfriend. And they scanned his ID, and they said it was fake.
Whoa, wild.
I knew the bar owner, and I called him, and it was fine. But that was funny. He was definitely a little cranky after that.
He doesn't look underage.
No, he looks like looks fine.
He looks like you could pass in a bar.
Yeah. But yeah, we hopped around and went to a couple bars and then, you know, headed home for the night. Probably 1 o'clock. So not too late, but definitely past my bedtime. You know, woke up Saturday, hanging a little bit, but nothing too bad. I had some more people come down. I had a cancer benefit I went to at probably one of the funnest bars I've ever been to, the Wood and Nickel. They're not sponsoring, but they could.
They could. How do you, I guess it's kind of weird to put the words cancer and benefit together because there's really no benefits to having cancer.
Okay. No, it was to benefit the family. Thank you, Avery. Hung out there for a couple hours. Really good time. Did not win anything, but I won some awesome faith because I spent my hard-earned money. And from there, I went, grabbed some dinner downtown with some friends, hit the bars. And then we happened to stumble back into the Wood and Nickel at approximately 1:45, closed it, and went to bed at 3:30. Now, if I could have slept in, I would have been fine yesterday, Sunday.
But no.
Had to get up at 7 and go to a car show. Had to use my speakers to music it up. Now, from there, you'd think I'd probably come home and take a nap.
Never.
No.
No nap time.
Went to watch the Oklahoma Ole Miss College World Series at my cousin's house, my aunt and uncle's house. Got in the pool, sucked down some White Claws, so I definitely went after it this weekend. But all in all, I was tired this morning. Avery, what about your weekend?
This weekend was full of learning life lessons. Do I know some of them, Tommy? I'm willing to share with you. Here we go.
Okay.
Life lesson number one.
Wear sunscreen.
That's a big one. You and I are both feeling that today. That was actually one of the ones I was going to talk about. You spoiled it. Nice job. Life lesson number one, never wear steel toes to a Brewers game.
Why did you do that?
Yeah, I did that because I didn't have time to change out of my steel toes.
And I bet you look great, though.
I felt great.
You except for felt taller.
Except when security was like, sir, the metal detector's going off. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm wearing this belt. And they're like, no, it's your boots. We gotta check your boots. Are those steel toe? Yes, they are. Okay, can you like roll up your pants in the middle of this line while it's, you know, 80 degrees out, and just so we know you don't have weapons on you? So I had to, you know, give a little show of my pasty ankles to the
pankles.
I don't have those. Cankles. I don't have cankles. I have pankles. Pankles. Not anymore. They're just burning. They're bankles now.
Oh, good.
Delicious.
That's my favorite football team, the Cincinnati Bankles.
Bankles. Had that happen. That was a life lesson. Life lesson number two, you don't have to buy a ticket somewhere if the guy who's checking tickets goes in the bathroom with you. Now, this sounds like it's wrong, but it didn't happen. A bunch of friends and I went to the art museum in Milwaukee.
And we need to talk about how you spend your weekends.
We needed to figure out something because everyone else in my friend group did not want to drink. So we didn't do that. And went to the art museum just to kill time, because we had to wait for some other people. We went in. I had a friend who's very good at sneaking around that kind of stuff. He just asked where the bathroom was. We went in the bathroom. Turns out the guy who was like being security also went in the bathroom. And then bam, we sneaked in the museum. We just saved ourselves $22. Find a friend who knows how to get into places.
I like supporting our local economy, but whatever.
It's in Milwaukee. They're okay. They got money. It's a huge museum. They're having a wedding that day. Inside.
I hope you don't try to sneak into my wedding.
I don't know. We'll see. Depends if I crash or not.
You'd be invited.
Oh, can I still crash it? I think it'd be great.
Sure. All right, let's hear it, museum boy.
Final life lesson is wearing that sunscreen. And just because you put it on one time does not mean it's working all the time. Because my back, now I look like a crimson back chimpanzee gorilla animal thing. Because, oh boy, it is redder than the Jeep I'm looking at outside. Let me tell you.
That's burgundy.
Well,
you have a burgundy back.
Something like that. They call me Ron Burgundy. And that is the weekend recap.
San Diego.
Let's do the rundown of today's podcast. We have three awesome segments that we're going to be getting into. We're going to get into the car horoscopes. We're going to get into our title segment, 42 Fast, 2 Furious, and our new segment called Mascot Slapshot. And we're going to get down right in that. But of course, you know him, you love him. It's time to get your weekly sports update with Sam's Sports Corner. Dial him up, Tommy Boy.
You know, Avery, I will be honest with you. I forgot to call him today.
That's okay.
He's normally, I like to FaceTime him so he can feel part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that right now.
Let's see if he is ready.
Sam, you're live. He didn't answer yet.
That's what it's going to sound like when he's live.
What if he doesn't answer? Sam, you're live. Let's talk about sports.
I'm busy. I'm sorry. I'm in a golf outing.
Oh, you guys hear that? Sam is better than you.
That's sports enough.
That's sports enough for me. All right. Listen. Hey, wait. Well, we got
I've
you.
I've had more beer than
What? What, Sam?
I've had four beers, and I have no fears.
Oh, attaboy. That's funny. Well, we got you. Is there anybody else we can start calling every Monday for sports that's committed to this podcast?
Yeah, Haley.
Okay, bye. Well,
no.
We're going to have to talk about his employment on this podcast.
No.
So much for his salary of $9 a year.
And I thought I was going to be the first to go, but nope. All right. Well, with that all being said,
I guess I'm going to have to talk about the sports corner.
Sure.
So, in a nail-biting second game of the series, Ole Miss actually beat Oklahoma, which is unfortunate because I was really going for Oklahoma because I was at a party where everyone wanted Ole Miss to win, so I had to be the outlier.
Of course.
Just keep talking. I'm going to sneeze. I'm fighting back.
So, I guess the other thing, too, baseball-wise, the Brewers got absolutely rocked on Friday by the Toronto Blue Jays. It was 8-2, and it was not a fun game to watch. Baseball games always make me curious because the organist, I think, has like the most fun time because they just get to play take me out to the ball game after they watch some poor fan get pelted in the temple by a foul ball, and they just have to keep the spirits going even though, Jesus Christ, they can come right at you.
That is a good point. My favorite part of the baseball games is when I have a ride home and they will bring me the alcohol the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep it rolling. That's enough sports talk for
enough
today.
Sports talk today. So let's get into it. Tommy and I, we're considered car guys, right? We like
cars. I consider myself a car guy.
Yeah, and every one of you has a car, right? Probably. I hope so. Makes getting to places a lot easier than riding a unicycle because that only has one wheel when your car typically has four.
That's true.
four times the convenience, four times the speed.
Four
beers, no fears. It's full circle, full stop. So, Tommy, you and I, our listeners, we're going to try to make their week feel a little bit better by giving them a horoscope on what kind of car they're driving.
Done.
Do you believe in horoscopes?
No.
You don't have to. That's the beautiful thing when you give them out. So Tommy and I have a list of the cars that we're going to be going through, at least makes and models. So Tommy, if you want to kick it off with Chevy trucks, something near and dear to your heart.
Do you know what it feels like to drive a Chevrolet Silverado?
I'm going to tell you guys real quick what it's like to drive a Silverado. Well, when your Polo is just a little too small and your ego is just a little too big, you deserve to drive a Chevy Silverado. It's the second most sold truck in the United States. It's won truck of the year too many times to count. And if you drive one, you're an alpha, because only a beta buys a Ford because they want to just fit in. And that's what it's like to drive a Chevrolet Silverado.
And that's how your week is going to go if you drive a Chevy Silverado on top of the world.
All right, you can go next. How about you tell me what it feels like? Well, yeah, I don't know if you've ever had
it. What it feels like. It's going to be how this week goes.
Oh, that's kind of funny. All right, Nissan Altima.
A Nissan, just in general. For those of you driving a Nissan, you're really trying. You think you're cool, and that's okay. Everyone really respects how much effort you're putting in, but we all know it's not getting anywhere. You can keep doing everything you can, but sometimes it comes off as just a little too much, and there's always something that just isn't right about you. But that's okay. That's what makes you you.
I have to interfere here.
Sure.
I feel like if you drive a Nissan that between 2002 and 2008, you feel like you're the fastest car on the street, and you will be in that left lane going 102 miles an hour. I've seen it too many times. I see them pull over too many times, and I just have to know why. Why do you think you can drive that $6,000 Nissan to its limit whenever you have the opportunity? You're saving maybe 3 minutes.
All in all, you are the coolest car in the school zone.
No.
Tommy?
Yes. No.
You're up next.
God.
With Ford.
Ford what?
Just Ford trucks.
I'm just doing trucks?
Yeah, it's all trucks.
Why? If you drive a Ford truck, your week is going to be average. You're going to see 90 other Ford trucks when you drive to work. You guys are all probably going to be wearing blue jeans, maybe a button-up shirt, and you're probably all, I don't even know. I used to have a Ford truck, did not like it. I did not feel like I could express myself until I was in a Chevy Silverado. If you drive a Ford truck, you're going to have a C-minus week.
A C-minus week every week until you get a new car.
Until you get a Silverado.
There you are.
Silverado.
Silverado. All right.
All right, Hot Rod. Now, what do you got? Okay, does that say Hyundai?
That's a Honda.
Honda. All right, you drive a Honda Civic.
If you're driving a Honda Civic, you know what? You've made it this far. No one really expected you to get as far as you've gotten. And honestly, we're just surprised you're here. You know, some weird sounds might be coming out of the motor, out of your motor, and some things might have fallen off
VTEC
since you started. But you're really, honestly, you can stop at any time. You might even be trying just a little too hard to impress everybody. But you're going to get there. You've rode the road thousands and thousands of times. Always been a trooper. Always been dependable. And you're really never just gonna just stop. Just one day, just stop.
If you drive a Honda Civic, you're gonna have a C-minus week.
If you're gonna drive a Honda Civic, you're gonna keep trying through your week. It's gonna be a trying week. And when you finally get to just relax, you have to keep trying.
I feel like this is a hard question because there's the Honda Civic that me and you are both thinking of right now.
Yeah. The one from like 1993 that's like still running somehow.
Yeah. I'd say 93 to 2002, but I feel like the Civic. All right, if you drive a 93 to a 2002 Honda Civic,
you're really trying.
C-minus week.
You're really trying.
If you have a 2012 or newer, you're okay. You're going to have a B-minus week, maybe a B.
You're very fuel efficient.
Because you could have got like a Corolla, but you went with a Civic. So I'll give you that.
You're trying. You're really, really trying. All right, Tommy. Next up is Ram trucks.
This is the one that's like, you know what it's like to drive a Ram truck. I don't know what commercial it is.
You ever felt the amber waves of grain rolling on your midsection?
You've ever driven through a farm field after 26 bush lights? That's what it feels like to drive a Ram truck.
I don't know. I feel like if you're driving a Ram truck, you did better than Ford.
You're definitely out on the open plains.
Ram truck's a broad question now, because you can get that six-cylinder work truck or you can get the TRX. If you drive a Ram truck, you're going to have a good week. You're going to meet not the love of your life this Friday, but you're going to meet someone that you might date for 9 months. It'll be a waste, but you'll learn more about yourself. If you drive a Ram truck, you know what? Go ahead tomorrow. Go get a Baconator. I see a Baconator in your future.
You ever seen your best friend get run over by a wild Razorback out in the plains of Arkansas? That's how it feels like to drive a Ford truck.
What's a Razorback?
It's a wild hog.
Oh, no.
That's Arkansas's mascot.
I've never even considered that.
What? Considered what a Razorback is?
No, seen one of my friends get nailed by a Razorback on a midsummer's night.
Well, they become like such a problem that they have to like be hunted for like population control. Like people just get up in helicopters and just take pot shots at them. It's wild. Like your Ram
F-150.
Your Ram.
This is why you're not a car guy.
So I don't have trucks yet.
All right.
Mine is Chrysler.
Okay. Avery, you drive a Chrysler. He doesn't drive this. You see a Chrysler Pacifica, the minivan, go down the road. What are you thinking?
If you're driving a Chrysler. Well, you could have chosen a Buick, but you didn't. You'd like the old school, even if it's not the cool school. That's not a Buick. And your week is going to lose a little bit of prestige. It's going to be kind of rough, but somehow you'll survive and get your kids to soccer practice on time. But also, just remember, that retirement home's coming in close, and tapioca pudding's being served every night. Get used to the taste. Chrysler.
Tapioca pudding is rice pudding.
Why would you even put rice in a pudding?
And next week, we will be reviewing tapioca pudding.
Live tapioca pudding taste test. We're going to have a tier list of every bite of tapioca. Where we're going to put it? 8F. Tommy, to round out your end of the section, you have Jeep.
Guy driving or girl driving?
Pick.
I'll do one of each.
One of each. Variety is the spice of life.
If you are a guy driving a Jeep in the Midwest, I applaud you. It means you could have, for the money you paid, you could have driven a lot of other things, but you want it to be a little adventurous. You understand it's a good car. If you like getting 12 miles to the gallon, which I do, none of my cars do very well on gas. I was looking at Jeeps just last week. If you got a Wrangler Unlimited, it means you care about your family. If you got a Grand Cherokee SRT8 means you care about your family and you care about going fast. I got nothing bad to say about Jeeps. If you're a mom, I'm going to say 32 and up, good for you. You're adventurous. You're good about something else. If you are a girl between the age of 16 and 24, your father loves you. And you're still adventurous. You could have got a little Mercedes or something. Honestly, if you drive a Jeep, you are going to have a great week. You are going to have a really good weekend. I think you could have a pizza party on Thursday. The opportunities are endless. That's where I'm at Jeeps. If you drive a Jeep, good on you. You bought an American car. That's a little fun, a little sporty. That's what I got for Jeeps, my man.
I'll go to mine to finish out
this. I'll finish it. You drive a Kia Soul. How is your week going?
Oh, my God. If you drive a Kia Skull, Soul, you are the least interesting
person. Kia Skull, pack your lip.
If you drive a Kia Soul, not a Kia Skull, if you drove a Kia Skull, your life would be way more interesting. Your personality is just about as square and boxy as that car.
Your friends, talking, we're out of beer.
Your friends, that's their reaction when they hear that you are coming to the party. And I bet you drink something really pretentious, like Pinot Grigio sparkling water.
Oh, no.
Your week is going to be about as average as you get, but you're really content with that. And that's just how you're going to live the rest of your life. Kia, for a name, for using the word soul to describe it, It's a car with none of it.
I had this buddy in high school. I'll say his last name. Brad. No, his first name was Brad. I wanted to buy him a shirt that I found online. It was a Kia shirt, and it said, "God bless my soul." That's top tier humor, right?
It's pretty good. It's like,
oh my god, this is gonna be so cold. This is so cold.
How many more episodes?
You know how cold that is?
I don't think. Nope. I can just.
It's so cold. The can's so blue. Did you know these? Which they're technically a flavored beer. When the can is cold, they're blue, and when they're warm, they're white.
Mm-hmm. So
that's science, if I've ever seen it.
So you're telling me they stole from Coors?
What are you trying to say? These aren't mountains. That's a color.
Don't drink it if the mountains are not blue.
What's ironic is wouldn't the mountains be white and then go to gray?
No,
because there's like snow. There's no blue snow.
Do not question the logic of the blue mountain.
Why? What Professor Corsake? Blue is a cold color.
It's quite cold. Freezing. That'd be more like art, I guess.
Don't get me started on art. Don't ever make a comment about art again. You can't appreciate art enough to pay $22. Okay? Let's not forget that you snuck into an art museum.
Yeah, what else is supposed to
And do? Don't tell me you appreciate art if you're not going to pay to...
At least one of my friends called Baby Jesus chubby in one of the pictures. So don't tell me I don't appreciate art because I didn't do that shit.
Okay, having a chubby baby back in the day, like BC day, or in that general time, that was a good thing to have a chubby baby. There were skinny babies because they were just living out. Malnourished.
Now, I'll stop talking about art when you witness this work of art crack right here. You just heard the sizzle.
That was 4 out of 10.
Oh, come on.
That wasn't good.
You're a 4 out of 10.
Okay, Avery, I'll give you one more. You drive a Hyundai Elantra GT. How is your week going to go?
You know what? There's a lot of anxiety in the outside world about rising gas prices, but your Hyundai Elantra is going to make sure that they stay. That's in the back of your mind. Honestly, you can go to the store and buy more gallons of milk than the gallons that are inside of that car. Don't worry. You're going to hang tough. You're going to get there. And it's a hatchback, so there's plenty of space in the back to do any kind of activity. Don't come a knocking if the Elantra is a rocking. That's how the week's going to be.
Oh. You're going to be listening to some screamo music in your Elantra and be dancing in there?
It's, yeah, sure. What about that?
Yeah, I will say with rising gas prices, I filled my car up, not my truck, my personal vehicle. I filled it up Friday when I got home. I was driving around. I put 7 gallons in, and it was literally over $45 because I run premium. It's already back to a half tank, and I think I drove it maybe 60 miles this weekend.
That sounds fun and exciting, and not at
That's
all.
That's how your week's going to go. All right, Avery, we're going to take a quick break. We're not going to drink any more beer just because of our clock here. At 30 minutes, it says, hey, time for a break. So until we roll into this next segment, we're going to break and be right back. You guys probably won't even notice we were gone. You couldn't even tell we were gone because of my producer and skills.
We've never even left your ear holes. Isn't that wild?
And now.
Don't take that Q-tip to us.
Our special guest, Barack Obama.
Hello. I've made my way on this niche podcast to talk about beers and the fears. One fear that I have is Michelle. She is a terrifying lady, especially when she has a bundle of kale in her hands.
All right, Barack, we'll see you next week.
I'll see you later.
That's your 30 seconds with Barack Obama.
Yeah, wow. He really came and went.
Back to Chicago with you, Barack. Nope. Stay in Illinois until I call you next week.
Don't give me any more kale.
Nope, Barack, leave. It's time for you to go. We'll see you next week.
Wow, such a charming and handsome, charismatic.
Barack, get out of here. Barack.
No, he's gone.
Oh, God. Get out. Okay, Avery, bring us into the next segment.
Next segment, right? The title of this episode, 42 Fast, 2 Furious. Tommy and I are going to name off 3 people. Alive or dead, that we would want to love to see in a Fast and Furious movie. But the catch is they have to be over the age of 42. Because if there's one thing I love watching, it's action movie stars having a very public midlife crisis on the screen at the cinema.
And this is actually kind of challenging because a lot of people have been in the Fast and Furious movies.
And a lot of them are over the age of 42 now.
Yeah.
But you can pick anybody from your personal life, history, wherever.
You can kick us off, Avery, because I think you probably have better ideas than me because you've been thinking about this all week.
This one I've actually put the least amount of thought into. So, first one that I think would be really great to have in a Fast and Furious movie is Danny DeVito.
Oh.
The very short guy.
What kind of car would he be driving in the movie?
I feel like he would drive one of those very old Fiats from the 60s.
Fiat was my guess.
Super souped up. And he just starts screaming random garbage stuff all around the Fast and Furious movie set wherever they are now. And he would drive it, and he would just drift and drift, and he would be like, "Yeah, no problem. I'm Danny DeVito. Of course I can do this. I am Italian. Of course I drive a Fiat. There's no question. It's the only car that feels normal to me because I'm 4'3".
Can he legally drive?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you sure he's 4'3"?
He's pretty short.
I thought he was taller than that.
He's a little taller, but he's a small dude.
Is he a legal small person?
No, but he is very lovable and huggable.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, I heard he got kicked out of a bar.
That makes sense.
He had his nose up in everybody's business.
Everybody's biz-nasty.
Biz-nasty.
He's being nasty.
Nasty. That's a pretty good one. Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay, here's mine. Now, I really, because I have friends that have not seen this movie, but you're a little bit more cultured, so I hope you have.
Maybe we'll see.
Have you seen Smokey and the Bandit?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's not Burt Reynolds, if that's what you were thinking. Or,
then who?
It's Sheriff Buford T. Justice, I want them to be in a fast.
Would you just want to remake Smokey and the Bandit, but with Fast and Furious people while Buford T. Justice tears them down?
That would be awesome, but here's what I envision, because they are always speeding and never getting pulled over. Mm-hmm. So during one of those cutscenes where they're playing some pop new music and they're going down the road at 200 miles an hour in always a Dodge Charger, he comes out of the trees in that 70s Pontiac Le Mans with the top cut off, and he is just blazered.
With his doofus.
Toretto, you son of a bitch! Get back here!
With his doofus of a son. Daddy, I want some hush puppies. Boy, I ought to smack you in the mouth.
I got a mouthful of seltzer and I almost lost it. No, but it's like he never catches up. But every movie, at some point, he pulls out of the trees or pulls out behind her.
Like a
Toretto, you son of a bitch! I'm gonna get you.
It's all about family.
I'm gonna get your family, you son of a bitch.
You know what ties my family together? It's going fast and being mad.
And furious.
I'm mad right now.
I don't even understand why you can name a podcast this when you've not seen the movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen any of them. It makes it worse. So, or better. I don't know. I just know they drive fast and they're kind of mad.
All right. Here, you have a pen here. I want you to take a note on this page.
Okay.
Oh, no, not this page. How did you get grease on here?
You need grease on here.
I need you to take a note that now for the next, it's either 8 or 9 weeks, every week you will watch one of the Fast and Furious movies in order.
Okay.
And on the podcast, you will give me a 30-second rundown of the whole movie.
Okay. We'll call it the Fast and Furious Fast Review.
It's called the Fastest and Furious Movie Review.
Mm. All right.
Side segment.
I'll keep that note.
You better watch. I can't even believe you can read what you just wrote down.
It's a note. It's a mental note. It's in there.
It's something.
It's in there.
So what movie do you have to watch this week before next Monday?
Fast and Furious.
So it's called?
Yeah. Yeah, it's called Fast and Furious. It's the first one.
And then what do you have to watch the following week?
Too Fast, Too Furious.
And what about after that?
It's Tokyo Drift.
Good.
I know that. And I think it's Fast and Furious.
It's not called Fast and Furious.
It should have been.
All right, who's your second 42 and older person you want to have in the movie?
I'm going to have to fact check this, but if it is true, hold on. It would be the 16th president of the United States.
Oh, my God.
Abraham Lincoln.
Okay, so he's over 42.
He's got to be.
Well, he's, yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah. Well, I was alive at some point.
Okay, well, how about you pick 43-year-old Abraham
Lincoln? I don't know. Okay, yeah.
Tell me why.
Because how awesome would it be if he got crammed into a car, some sort of thing, And I could just see them trying to work in some four score and like eight gears ago or something like that. And then he just does a donut on like Paul Walker's like cool sneakers or whatever. This is like a really old movie. This is before he passed away. He would be a uniter of the family. Cause let's say they do a little house divided against themselves kind of thing plot. And he's like the guy who comes in. He's like, I don't do that. And he gives a very,
this is horrible.
Come on, he'd be really tall, and he'd
four
be
score 20 movies ago.
This great family stayed together, and now it is divided, and we fought this long heist to make it happen. Here we are. That's how we do it. That's how we make it happen.
That was horrible.
You're not looking amused.
There are so many people in this world over 42.
There are. Wow, that's a really deep thought.
Yeah, and you literally chose a dead president and then made not even one historical joke about him. And you Damon, you said he would do a burnout on someone's foot?
Paul Walker's, yeah.
You think he knows how to drive?
Yeah, oh yeah, he'll figure it out.
Do they have even cars then?
No, he'll figure it out. I said anybody. Literally anybody.
Well, yeah, but that was really bad. I want to have one of the original Fords come in a Model T and just drive really slowly with everybody because their top speed was 26 miles an hour.
Have to crank it every like 4 minutes or whatever.
God, you need to really think about your number one because Abraham Lincoln is a horrible choice. You took a whole week to write this and use it. Oh, yeah, Abraham Lincoln, he would drift on somebody's shoe.
I thought it would go down better. I think it'd be funny, I think.
All right, well, that's fine. I'm going to have to pick it up from here. So this is like my next one is Brett Favre. And similar to Letty, which you don't really know, died early on in the movie series and made an appearance later on. So Brett Favre makes an appearance in Tokyo Drift. He's on a vacation with his wife.
That's a really big mess. You could have just had him going Fast and Furious.
No, he's going to be in Tokyo
Drift. He's the number four, though.
You don't know what the name of the movie is called, so you can't. He shows up in Fast and Furious. He's vacationing with his wife. And when one of those guys are drifting, DK, Drift Gang, not Donkey Kong,
hits a drift,
knocks Brett off the mountain. And it's, we and imagine he's dead. He gets knocked off.
Then he goes,
can you let me finish, Abraham? Okay, so then later on in Fast and Furious 7, get your feet out of here.
Sorry, I'm really tall.
Later, it could be any of them. I don't care which one. Right when something's going really bad and someone's about to lose a race or lose to a drug cartel that's reprogramming the international spaceship to do something wrong.
Sure, why not?
He pulls out in a fully tricked out Mazda Miata that's like all green and gold, Packers all over. He picks up a football, throws it at the guy. We can call the bad guy. Football hits his hand, breaks his hand, saves the whole movie.
Wow.
And he goes, I'm coming back to Green Bay. And then everyone goes nuts because
everyone cheers.
Everyone cheers because they're excited that Favre's back.
Then everyone claps.
And of course, he's wearing Wrangler jeans.
Well, what else is it? I think that man's skin is Wrangler jeans.
Yeah, either way. I think Brett Favre would be like, It's like when they bring these different characters in the movies, everyone's so surprised. It's like, in Pitch Perfect 2 when they bring out the Green Bay Packers. Mm. It's like everyone loves the Green Bay Packers. Sure. And people in Chicago. They hate the Packers.
Not even in Chicago. It's even in Kenosha, around the border.
No, this is
a friend you and I know.
Oh, Grant? He can't even think about the Bears. He's busy hugging his dad.
Shout out Grant's dad.
All right. Who's your number one? And I swear to God, man.
It's not another president.
And it's not funny. You're going to take a lap around the house.
Stone Cold Steve Austin makes everything better. He's kind of like.
You picked a segment about a movie you haven't seen.
Why are you upset about it? You know who Stone Cold is.
I know who he is, but you don't know what the movies are. You don't know how he fits in because you haven't seen him.
I don't care. He doesn't have to. That's not what the bit's about. It's who do you want to see? If they had Stone Cold in Fast and Furious movies, I wouldn't have seen him by now.
How would you know if he was or wasn't?
He's not.
How would you know?
You don't think I researched this before?
No, because you picked Abraham Lincoln.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. He has so many beers in the whole movie. He still drives.
How many beers?
He had a beer. What? Yeah. He had two beers. What?
Okay, three. Go on.
There's a counter. He always has to count how many beers he has throughout the whole movie. But he ends up saving the day by Stone Cold stuttering the villain and saving the world.
I thought you were going to say he gets in a car and drives after eight beers and gets pulled over by Buford T. Justice.
Of course.
You some bitch, I got one.
That's
not how Buford talks. Have you seen that movie?
No, I've seen that movie. That's Stone Cold. I'm trying to think of what he said, and I couldn't think of anything. My brain hurts. Cut it out. All right, what's your number one?
No, this. I am so mad at your choices. You picked. Wait, who was even your first choice? Was it?
First choice was you liked it too. It was Danny DeVito.
That was your only good one, and then. So now we have a Fast and Furious movie with Danny DeVito, Abraham Lincoln, and Zombie Killer. And Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Why? Just the look of disappointment on your face is amazing right now.
There was no thought put into this at all.
I needed a third segment.
All right. I'm not sure who my number one would be because I'm a big car guy. So there's a car people I want to put in. Mm. You know, I did a person from a movie. I did a sports athlete because Sam really dropped out of this one. Mm-hmm. So I'm really trying to figure out who I can connect with the most viewers with. I think, and I can't just talk about Wisconsin people because that's not fair to the listener. Mm-hmm. I think, and he's not 42, so I can't throw him in there. No,
it's the only rule.
And of course, at this point where I think would be a really good plug-in for the Fast and Furious movies because you really can't be surprised about anything because we have most of the cast. I think if Will Ferrell dropped in, because there's two more Fast movies coming out.
Mm.
But if Will Ferrell dropped in to the left, because we already have John Cena now too.
Sure.
Yeah. You wouldn't know.
There's a bunch of stuff. Of course he'd be in Fast.
Will Ferrell comes into the last movie, and I can't really figure out what he'd be doing. That's a loud shower. I hope you guys can't hear that. I'd have to, Will Ferrell comes into the movie on this moped. Hmm. And he's just there for a good time. He's not going to be a major.
Why do I feel like he would get as he's riding his moped, as a car is drifting, the back of it just knocks him off his moped.
What am I hearing right now?
Don't worry about it. It's good.
What is that sound I'm hearing right now? What is that? What? We're taking a quick break, guys. Avery, explain why we had to pause the podcast.
So,
you can say it's Jordan.
Jordan's in the bathroom. And he's listening to a YouTube series called The Angry Video Game Nerd. It's a guy who would get really gets upset at old video games that don't make sense. And that was his theme song that you could hear in the corner of the in the background through a solid wall, doors, everything.
It's loud. And there's no speakers in there or anything.
Nope. Somehow got through. All right.
Okay, but Tyler. So Will Ferrell would either show up on a moped or I can still hear it. I can still hear it. I'm losing my mind. Okay.
Aside from my horrible answers, now this is just the cherry on top.
I'm not done talking about Will Ferrell. He's going to play. You know what I want him to be? I want him to be the villain in the last movie.
All right.
And on his team is Vince Vaughn.
Okay.
Kevin Hart.
Let's get everybody from Dodgeball, true underdog.
Oh, story. It's the last one, Fast and Furious 10. They have to play Dodgeball to save their family.
Whoa.
And Will Ferrell leads the Dodgeball cast.
Oh, well, would you get Ben Stiller as the
Ben Stiller would be there?
Bring him back,
Kevin James.
No, bring him back as the villain from Dodgeball, true underdog story.
And I hate to change the subject, but why don't we have Mall Cop 3?
Why do we or why don't we?
Why don't we?
I don't know. Mall Cop 2 is kind of a wild.
Is yours empty?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I want you to give a full hold on.
Hold on, Tommy. I want to change my answer for my number two. It'll be an actual, real answer this time. Abe Lincoln was a dud. I admit that. I thought it would go down
well. Yeah, it was. No, you didn't. How did you think that? You literally had no explanation. Oh,
I thought you'd laugh about it being a little bit stupid as it was, but you didn't, so that's fine. I think a real answer, I think actually, based on also the success of a recent movie that just came out.
Jackie Chan.
No, not Jackie Chan. What about throwing Tom Cruise in one of those? T. Cruise. Coming off of the success of Top Gun 2. Two Gun, Two Top. I think. I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to. Plan
two
on
Top,
it.
Two Gun?
Two Gun, Two Top, yeah. Or whatever. Too much danger in the zone. No, throwing.
We are moving on to beer three.
Beer three. Beer 30. No, just kidding. What are we, Stone Cold?
Stop getting the. On the computer. How many times have you seen me do that?
Did I?
Yeah, it's because you're not from Kenosha.
No. God. You can't sit with us.
How much sound can he make in there?
No, I think Tom Cruise in a Fast and Furious movie would actually be pretty.
What would he be driving?
What would he drive?
Wrong. Fighter jet.
He's just making a cameo from Top Gun. He's just always in a fighter jet. That's in a car.
You've let me down.
What if it is a car that can turn into? What if it's like a James Bond thing? Where it's like a car that can fly, that can turn into a jet.
Okay, they did that in Cars too.
Yeah, they did. They did a lot of things in Cars
too. I want to see Lightning McQueen in the last Fast and Furious. Ka-chow. This is nonsense.
It is.
Introduce the last segment because we're going to need to talk about this for a long time.
Talking about some nonsense, it's time for our final segment that I like to call Mascot Slapshot. It sounds like it's about hockey, but it's not. Hey, that kind of rhymed. Tommy and I are going to be discussing 8 mascots from different varieties. Today's going to be serial mascots, and they have to go head-to-head in an up-and-down tournament-style, professional-style bracket.
I thought it was a fight to the death.
Yeah, I can be, sure. We'll okay. That. But we've set up this bracket here that you can't see, no matter how hard you try.
I can't even see it, and it's in front of me.
Exactly. No matter how hard you try. Due to the wonderful power that is the random wheel thing that your teacher used for selecting who
this is how you made this?
The book. Yeah, to make the bracket. We have 8 tough contenders set up in brackets. So for the corner final, we have the Apple Jacks mascots, Bad Apple and Cinnamon, versing off against Chip the Wolf from Cookie Crisp. We have the Cocoa Puff bird facing off against Lucky.
What's his name?
I think it's what that is. I can take a look.
His name is not Cocoa Puff bird.
Something like that. It's got to be.
I feel like you didn't do any real life. You found a guy. You found his name was Cinnamon?
Cinnamon. Yeah. I looked that up.
Cocoa Puff bird has a name. Look it up. I need a hire a producer. I need a guy behind the computer. It would be Sam, but he can't even give us 60 seconds of
it's
sports.
Sunny. Would you know it's Sunny?
Yes.
It's Sunny.
Yes. So I need you to write it down.
All right.
Sunny the Cocoa Puff word.
Sunny versus Lucky from Lucky Charms.
Okay. I already know who's going to win that fight. But
all right. We have Tony the Tiger facing off against Captain Crunch.
Okay, easy.
We have the Trix Bunny versus Buzz, the Honey Nut Cheerios B, on the other side of the bracket. So you and I
think, Count Chocula?
I thought about putting him in. I thought about it. There's only 8, dude. I couldn't make a bigger one. You want me to put 16 in here? It'll be all night.
Where's the angry cereal man from?
From the Honeycrisps?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I didn't know if that was too obscure.
Those were the funniest commercials.
Those would have. I think those would have made it far in this tournament. Both of those sections would have.
God.
But I went like every other. Every other thing, I went for mass appeal. But take out the M, because now it's just ass appeal, unfortunately. Let's get started with the opening round. Bad Apple and Cinnamon, which is an apple and a cinnamon stick versus Chip.
Give me your opinion first, because this one's my least favorite pair up of all of them.
I think, again, so the cereals do not matter in terms of how well they do. It doesn't matter if you like the cereal or not. It's based solely on the mascot.
I already know who's going to win. But
I think it's Chip.
It is Chip.
Yeah, up and down. It's a wolf.
Why do you think that?
It's a wolf.
No, that's not why.
Versing an apple and a cinnamon stick. A Jamaican cinnamon stick.
What's wrong with Jamaicans?
Nothing wrong with that. He's very chill. He's very relaxed. He wouldn't want to fight. He's a pacifist. He'd probably just be like, I'm out of here. And then he'd leave with his bowl of Apple Jacks.
I thought you were going to say bowl of weed.
No.
But you said bowl of Apple Jacks.
I wouldn't make that serious.
We don't condone smoking without this podcast.
But we do condone having a nice bowl of Apple Jacks.
Am I the only one that put beer in their cereal in college?
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
Yes. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Well, why would you even say that if you didn't?
I've thought about it, but I've never done it.
You did shower beers, yeah.
So
that's just me.
I literally have a shower koozie in that. It's on the wall in my shower and as a 25-year-old.
Well, that's fine. I'm not with that.
Yeah. Enough.
That. So Chip the Wolf moves on to the semifinals.
Are we having a loser's bracket or no? No.
There's no loser's bracket. There's only eight of us. All right.
You're dead.
This is one of my favorite matchups here.
Okay.
The Cocoa Puff Bird.
What's his name?
Sonny, the Cocoa Puff Bird. Who knew that, honestly?
I did.
Okay. Wow. Would you like a gold star? Would you like a
no.
two gold stars?
No. I just want you to realize that you not only knew the name of the Cocoa Puff Bird, you also thought Abe Lincoln would be a fun choice for the Fast and Furious movies.
Okay. So it's Sonny versus Lucky. What do you think on this?
Well, so Sonny definitely has anger management problems. He is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Can't
even get
it right. You know his name, but you can't even
Lucky
get the
same,
right?
Can control those marshmallows, so he kind of actually has superpowers. Mm. So I think a lot of things could happen. I personally think Lucky would win because if why is that so loud? I can't even stand it.
I can't even think.
I'm very upset.
Jordan is still impacting the podcast.
Jordan, this is Jordan's way of saying, "Uh-oh, I kind of wanted to be part of that." And what was funny is he was walking around out here being very quiet. You guys can tell us here. Walks in there, turns on, what is that series called?
Angry Video Game Nerd. It's a nerd who gets mad at video games.
Why is he listening to that? He doesn't. He listens to bow and arrow videos. And I can hear it. Either way. I think Lucky's going to win. Mm. I want to hear your – I know you've been thinking about this, so I want to hear –
I put the roster together today, so not as far. But
you finished it today?
I made it today. I had the idea. I just didn't finalize it.
That's why you're 2 hours late.
No, not entirely. That's because I hit every red light going here. So here's the thing. We got to look at the strengths, right? So Lucky is an escape artist, and he's got quick hands. So he steals this bowl of cereal out of the kid's hands every commercial. Right?
Sure.
And he can hop to dimensions like he's Doctor Strange. He can do that.
Sure.
Sonny gets his strength from the Cocoa Puffs. And everything turns chocolate. And that's when he gets cuckoo. It's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Okay, but if Lucky steals a bowl of Lucky Charms, exactly. Why does Sonny even
care?
When
he steals that, Sonny, it's like taking away the Infinity Gauntlet from Thanos. He's just like, he can snap all he wants. There's nothing there.
And if he takes
his sanity can snap and there's nothing there. So I think Lucky outruns him for a while. But I think he gets a little bit more manic the less he has the Cocoa Puff. Because everything turns chocolate, right?
Yeah.
He raises away from that. So now they're fighting in this chocolate thing. And Lucky Charms, unless you go like buy a special edition or something like that, don't have chocolate. So Lucky doesn't get any strength from the chocolate, but the cuckoo gets more cuckoo.
His name is Sonny.
Sonny gets more cuckoo the more the chocolate's around. And he's going to want that cereal. And he's going to do some things I think he regrets. Well, while Lucky can outrun him for only a little while, he can only run so far before Coco gets him.
Are you insinuating that? Are you insinuating that the Cocoa Puff flightless bird would win?
We don't know he's flightless.
Sonny can't fly.
Sonny can, well, maybe.
You ever seen Sonny fly in any of your years watching commercials?
He's maybe fluttered.
Yeah, he can't fly. He can, no, Lucky can run.
But he bounces, okay, he doesn't fly, but he travels really fast. He has Cocoa Puffs. He runs around all over the dang place.
This is not enough for debate. Lucky would win 100 times. He actually has powers.
Yeah, he's on kids.
Okay, watch your mouth. Okay, we're not trying to get flagged here.
What do you mean powers on kids? What do you think I'm insinuating? What's in those charms?
I don't know. I don't know what you even think. You thought Abraham Lincoln would be good at Fast and Furious. Lucky would win. Mm. Sonny bounces around when there's cereal. Lucky can steal the cereal and escape. Mm. He's magically delicious.
All right. Well, I think you put up a better case than I have, so I think Lucky will move on.
You didn't put up a case. You said this bird gets upset and bounces around.
He doesn't get upset.
You actually said that Lucky has powers.
Lucky does have powers. So does the bird. Everything turns chocolate on the bird. It's like Midas, but with chocolate instead of gold. And the more he sees it, the angrier he gets. or the more cuckoo he gets.
No, that when that bird's freaking out, this Marshmallow King is going to just rip his head off because he just runs.
He runs away. Just running around. All right, here's one we probably can agree on pretty easily. Tony the Tiger versus Captain Crunch.
Are you serious? One tiger versus a pirate and his ship?
But there's no cannons on the ship.
Yes, there are.
No.
Have you ever seen?
I've seen him burst through the wall and then crunchitize some kids, and then that's it. Not to mention, when he's eating that Captain Crunch, I said the cereal has nothing to do with it. But if he is subsisting on that, Tony is an athlete. Tony tells kids to get up and play. Captain Crunch tells kids to basically eat shards of plasticky glass and tear apart the roof of their mouth. I think Tony the Tiger outruns the cans. He's super fast, super strength. He's a tiger.
Captain Crunch's ship is called the SS Guppy.
Okay.
I'm just trying to see if there's actually cannons on the ship. There's not.
It's got to be kid-friendly, dude.
Okay, that's fine. But Tony the Tiger can't even go in the water.
He's not in the water. Captain Crunch's ship is never on the water. It bursts through your kitchen wall when your parents are like, you should have something healthier, like a grapefruit or something with sugar.
Okay, seriously? No.
He is the Kool-Aid man of cereal
mascots. I'm willing to argue this one out, but... Okay, not only does Captain Crunch have more flavors...
Doesn't matter about that.
Here is literally
the cereal's I'm gonna do with it.
Cotton candy crunch, and they're saying is crunchitize me, Cap'n.
Yeah, that's the saying. And then Frosted Flakes is they're great.
Christmas crunch, same flavor, holiday shapes. Wow, I had peanut butter crunch, Christmas crunch.
I had a
crunch
bunch of
berries. Oops, all here's the one exactly called Oops, all berries.
Yeah, the guy makes mistakes. He's accident prone.
Okay, I'm looking at him. I don't care if he's a ship. Tony the Tiger would win.
Exactly.
I'm just looking at this right now. Tony would win. So.
All right, this one I think will come down.
Wait, where's the cinnamon? Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's
the chef.
No, that Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the scary little guy.
He's the little guy.
Toast Crunch.
What?
God. All right, go on to the next bracket.
The final quarterfinal match is between the Trix Bunny and Buzz from Honey Nut Cheerios.
That's the worst pair up of
the It night. Is the weakest matchup, yeah. They were the last two to be picked.
Can we confirm?
They were the weakest.
This is my favorite, one of my favorite memes of all time. I need to show it to you, but hold on. Just you talk about this matchup while I find this.
So let's look at the strengths of each. All right, Buzz is a bee. He has flight. He can be annoying, a bit of a pest, but he's a honey bee because it's Honey Nut Cheerios. So he's only got the one sting, so he can't really do that. The Trix Bunny is a master of disguise. He is always fooling kids into almost giving them...
We need an audio visual. So there's this meme that I remember from long ago where it's like something crazy happens and then it's just this straight cinnamon. Like this is really
It's a picture of like one of the commercials with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's got eyes and a mouth and it's like, it's giving you that 1,000-mile stare. Like it's...
All right, I'm done on my phone. We're going to go back to this.
So the Trix Bunny, he's a master of disguise. He can almost give kids, almost fool kids into giving them their tricks. Yogurt
what?
Or cereal. Almost. He never gets it, though, because tricks are for kids.
Okay. Silly rabbit.
Those are the matchups here. This one, I don't know. This one's a coin toss, I feel like. Or actually, I mean, if you think about it, the Trix Bunny is a lanky
Do we know if the Trix Bunny has high cholesterol?
The Trix Bunny seems pretty agile. He can move around, kind of limber. He's kind of tall.
All right. Oh God. How big is Buzz in real life?
I would assume the size of a bee.
No, in those commercials, he's far larger than a bee.
Let's take a look.
Do we know if the Trix Bunny? Can you just Google really quick? Is the Trix Bunny allergic to bees?
That would be a little cold.
Can you just check there real quick? Because if he's allergic to bees, I would put Buzz in the running for. I mean, how do we know if any of these people are allergic to bees?
But the thing is, it's still a honeybee, so it's one sting. That's all they got.
All bees have one sting.
Not a bumblebee. They got multiple.
Bumblebees can't sting.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't.
Why not?
They have no stinger.
Why don't they grow one?
That's not how bees work. You know, Buzz wins because he's been lowering cholesterol across America for years.
While the Trix rabbit.
Trix bunny is not even worried about fighting Buzz. He's worried about.
He can't even convince a kid to give him a bowl of cereal.
Yeah. Buzz wins.
He can't even go to a grocery store and buy a box for himself.
Trix bunny also has a name, which you forgot to write down.
It's. I just saw an article on that, but it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter.
Trix bunny's way too worried about showing some kids his tricks. So we are going to put Buzz into the semis.
That's okay. Yep. Buzz is moving to semis?
Yeah.
Okay. So moving into the semis, we have Chip the Wolf.
Okay.
Lucky, Tony, and Buzz.
I already know how this is going to go.
I think I do too, but we'll just, for the sake of argument.
Okay.
Let's go Chip versus Lucky.
Lucky wins. No. Chip wins.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking the same.
I want a very big... I want you to really explain to me why Chip wins, though. Chip the Wolf.
Chip is tenacious. Chip is a wolf. He is hungry like the wolf, as Duran Duran once put it in a song from the 80s. Lucky, again, he's a skate artist. He's got wizard powers with his marshmallows. But the Cookie Crisp Wolf.
You say Chip. Cookie Crisp. Don't do that.
I like it. It's fun. The Cookie Crisp Wolf, named Chip. He is after that Cookie Crisp. He really goes at it. He's a top-notch predator because he's a wolf. He's a lone wolf. He can do it on his own. Doesn't need a pack. There's no other wolf like him because no other wolf eats Cookie Crisps the way Chip does. Lucky, again, he can bounce around. He can hide a little bit, but there's no cereal. Like, even if he takes Chip's cereal, it's not like Sunny here. There's no power source that comes from that. Chip's just a wolf. He's got fast reflexes, sharp bite, all that. It's a wolf.
Well, my explanation is a lot better.
Okay, sure. Go crazy.
First of all, I'd way rather eat a bowl of cookies than a bowl of bran and fake marshmallows. Because no one wants the brown part of the
especially when they sit at the bottom of the bowl, like in the milk and all that, they just kind of like fall apart.
Yeah, it almost tastes like a bowl of Cheerios.
When you no honey, no nut.
No honey or no nut.
Yeah, no. Especially when like the shapes fall apart, and the cereal has nothing to play with it in this matchup here. But yeah, like when you start off, they're definitive shapes, and then you get more and more of the bottom, they just kind of break apart and give up on being a shape.
What even are the brown part of Lucky Charms?
I don't know. It's cereal.
Are they letters?
No, they're like symbols. Wasn't one like a bell?
I don't know. I never. Well, my mom would let me and my brother pick out cereal if they had less than 5 grams of sugar. So we had a lot of plain life. We had a Kix.
Kix was good.
Kix was crap.
Oh, and I enjoyed it. I didn't eat a lot of it, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you didn't eat a lot of it because you had Cookie Crisp.
I did not have Cookie Crisp.
Oh, God. Here we go with the stupidest YouTuber in the world. We heard every... It's Jordan, everybody. We heard every word of whatever YouTube video you were playing. It's quite loud. It was Jordan.
Do your podcast in the living room
then. R.I.P. All right. Chip wins the fight. Mm-hmm. That was okay. Jordan, if you guys missed him.
Chip is going into the finals. All right. Tony versus Buzz.
You go, man.
What?
Is Tony allergic to bees?
Is he? Are tigers allergic to bees?
I don't know. I'm not a zoologist.
Let's find out. Are tigers allergic? If I can spell allergic, G would hit on my phone. This is wild. To bees. The answer.
Okay.
May surprise you.
Is that what it says?
I don't know.
Oh.
Well, we can start about cats, but bees are not poisonous to cats. And so if we just scale that up a little bit.
Are cats poisonous to bees?
I think so.
Tony's going to win the fight.
I think so. Buzz does not have enough power in that stinger to take him out, even if he gets him right in the eye. Even if he had that little plastic sword thing that one bee has in the Bee Movie, when he stings that lawyer in the
corner. I forgot his name.
Adam? I think his name's Adam.
That's not his name.
It's a very forgettable name.
His name is not Adam.
No, which one? The side right, beef?
Tony wins.
So we come down to the battle of the predators. Tony versus Chip.
He's talking.
So it comes down to this. It's the final countdown. This is Rocky versus Apollo Creed. at the end of Rocky One. Someone's going to have to go the distance, and someone's going to have to win. And here are our two contenders. Here they are, right in front of us here on this bracket that you can't see, no matter how hard you try. Because this is not a video podcast. You're going to have to hear that with your ears.
So now we all know that Avery is horrible at stalling, as he just described how a video works.
Yep.
All right. Now, this is an easy answer to me. Mm. But you probably think I could go both ways.
Judging on how they're drawn and the size of them, I think it goes one way.
Who do you have win?
Tony. I have Tony.
No, I have Chip.
Now we're going to have something. Now you and I have some arguments today.
First of all, Tony doesn't know how to fight.
Oh, he's an athlete, though.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, do you think Chip does?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I've been pulling for Chip since the start.
You ever seen Tony the Tiger's teeth? They're like people teeth.
Mm.
He has a smile like a man.
So you're saying people can't bite?
That's neither here nor there.
You're making it about Steve.
Chip has fangs, baby. Chip, why do you open the beer so bad?
I'm sorry.
Why do you open the seltzer so bad?
I'm sorry.
You're as sorry as you want. You're still going to get killed by Chip the Wolf.
Chip the Wolf. All right. Not if I have Tony the Tiger bringing on a baseball bat and swinging that around.
Okay, well, all right, let's picture this. For the final fight, they each have to stand on their own cereal while it's in milk. Uh-oh. Did your frosted corn sink in 1 second?
Not 1 second. No, it takes a while. Did your styrofoam cookies?
They don't sink. You ever seen a cookie crisp sink?
They sink a little bit.
No, they don't.
They do.
They stay buoyant till the end. Well, and I wasn't allowed to have cookie crisp because I had more than 5 grams of sugar. When we go up north, we each got to pick out a box of sugar cereal and we thought it was Christmas. Yet, for some reason, still, in the 8th grade, I was 300 pounds. Okay. My money's on Chip. I'm going to convince you that he will win, but...
All right, keep trying. It's got to be Tony. Tony's so much bigger. A tiger's bigger than a wolf.
Okay, first of all, Tony's fake. He does not eat his own cereal.
No, he doesn't. You see the shape he's in?
Yeah, so that's fake.
The cereal has no... There's no tie into the cereal here.
Have you had the cereal?
The Frosted Flakes? Yeah, loads of times.
Do you actually think it's great? Do you think it's okay? It's okay. Well, that's strike two.
My personal favorite would kill you, so like... It's fine.
What's your personal favorite?
Reese's Puffs.
I'm allergic.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are you going to fight with? A peanut butter cup?
I'm going to fight with a guy rapping, and he's going to rap me in a rap battle like Eminem and that other guy in 8 Mile, and I'm going to lose because I'm not Eminem. He's going to hit me with the flavorful rhymes, and then I'm done.
Okay. So now you're talking about Reese's Puffs because you've ran out of...
You're the one saying what was my favorite cereal. You're the one bringing the cereal into this.
Okay, but other than Tony being an athlete, you've given me no
concrete. He's a tiger. He's bigger than a wolf. He's heavier. He's going to pack more punch. A wolf is way smarter. A wolf works better in packs.
There's more wolves in this world than tigers because they're smarter.
I don't think that's why.
There are more wolves in this world than
yeah,
tigers.
There are because they've been poached.
No.
Yes.
No, wolves are basically landlocked. All the tigers are on the other side of the world, and they have way more land, and they're still dying faster.
Because they need more land because they're solitary.
You know what? Tigers being solitary. Chip wins. Okay, fine. Chip gets to bring every other wolf in the world, and the tiger, Tony, gets to bring every other tiger in the world. And they have
he gets
war.
To bring every athlete in the world.
Okay, that's fine. Bring every athlete in the world. 2,000 wolves will kill every athlete in the world, and now we have no TV to watch.
Disagree. Because you're forgetting about the best Olympic sport, ski shooters. Skiing and shooting together.
Oh, good. They each have 5 bullets.
Whatever. That takes out what? If you bring in, 2,000 wolves?
You know what
skeet
shooters are really good at? Shooting a target that's still.
No, they can also ski away. They can ski away. Down a hill, it's faster than when a wolf can run.
Okay. It comes back to this because I'm getting pretty fired up. You ever seen a wolf in a circus? No.
No.
Because they're fighters. They can't be tamed.
Can't be bullshit. Sorry,
how many tigers have you seen in circuses?
Yeah, but how?
Thousands.
Yeah. Dude, where do dogs come from?
Other dogs.
No, they came from wolves.
Okay.
Domesticated wolves, dude.
All right, you ever seen a cat in the circus?
Yes.
Exactly.
You seen a dog in the circus?
No.
Yes.
What kind of circus are you going to?
The pet circus, yeah.
Chip wins.
No, it's Tony, dude.
Tony doesn't even have any teeth.
Doesn't matter if he has teeth. He's got big, meaty fists. He can punch that little scrawny wolf out. Tony does. He does upper body. He does leg day. He does cardio. He is working out every day. He's in that gym.
Yeah, but he's not eating his own cereal. I've seen Chip eat Cookie Crisp.
Cereal doesn't matter. I've said this so many times.
The wolf beats, the dog always beats the cat. Have you seen Tom and Jerry?
Okay, sure. Yeah. There's no dog in there.
The mouse beats the cat, actually.
The mouse beats the cat, yeah.
There is a dog. It's a bulldog in Tom and Jerry, and he smacks that cat with that frying pan.
Sometimes, until he gets in trouble.
Yeah, and Chip's going to get in trouble when he kills Tony.
Disagree.
All right.
I seriously thought when I made this, I thought Tony was going to
get clean sleep. Chip is pretty crazy in those commercials.
Sure.
Have you ever seen Tony do a crazy thing
reserved.
Other than support
He's very
teams?
Reserved.
Yeah. Here's what's going to happen.
You have not seen Tony the Tiger off camera like I have.
Okay, you haven't. Here's what's going to happen. Tony's like, hey, Chip, let's have a great time. And Chip's going to bite him right in the throat. He's not even going to care. And that's it. He's dead. Because Tony doesn't have teeth or claws to fight back. Tony is a typical house cat. Chip would win.
He's just a huge guy. No, I don't think so.
You keep saying you don't think so, but you haven't. We'll be right back.
Yes.
And we're back. So Avery was just telling me how he kind of thought that Chip was going to win. But
no. All right. There's a few more arguments I can put up while we're thinking. Chip wears clothes. You're saying how brutally savage he is. He's domesticated.
No, he's not.
He wears a hoodie and jeans with a zip up.
Oh, you think it's okay to coach naked?
I don't know if you're a tiger. You have fur that covers it up. It's all right.
All right. I'm gonna bring back the Sonny argument here.
Okay. What's your Sonny argument?
He was insane, but he had nothing to stand on. You can't stand on a Cocoa Puff. You can stand on a cookie.
If you're really small, you can.
Well, Sonny's not. He just was around.
Sonny's got those.
Sonny's
like a flamingo.
If there was a fight, I've already told you this. Tony would not fight back. Tony has no fight in him.
He would play fair. Sure.
That wolf would bite him in the throat and it'd be over.
What if he just dodged out of the way? What if he just ducked? Dodge, dip, duck, dodge.
Have you ever seen Tony play sports? Or just talk about sports?
Ooh. No, He does play.
What does he play?
He plays baseball. He plays some basketball sometimes. He does some football, I think. He's always in those commercials. Like, I think they show like one clip of him hitting a ball or maybe like passing a ball or something.
Okay. You are doing a lot of reasons why he wouldn't lose. Why would he win, Avery?
Why would he win? Because he's got the winning spirit. He's a winning athlete. He's going to do whatever he can to win. Yeah.
Me and you have learned in this life, if you have a winning spirit, you still lose most of the time.
Well, you lose sometimes. You'll lose all the time. He is going to do whatever he can. He's going to claw. He's going to scrape.
He doesn't have claws or teeth.
So what? He's going to learn how to do it. He's going to learn how to dunk on this Chip guy in a red hoodie.
Wolves are bigger than you think.
They're large, but they're not as big as a tiger. Tigers are way heavier. You're throwing in a welterweight versus a heavyweight.
Okay, he's way quicker than Tony.
Quick does not mean effective.
All right.
It's one punch to that little scrawny guy. It's like Ben from Backyard, one of those cows against those scrawny coyotes.
You call this stupid episode 42 Fast, 2 Furious.
And look who's getting furious.
It should have been called 42 Serial Characters Go Off and Chip Wins.
Tommy's getting 42 furious.
Yeah, I'm pretty mad right now because you think that stupid tiger sports player would beat a wolf. That's crazy about cookies.
Cookies. As he says.
I need you to lean into the mic right now and say Chip would win.
Chip would not win.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
So here's what we got to do. Because you and I are at such an impasse, and honestly, I think the people are maybe a little sick and tired of it, of the stalemate. You and I are...
It's not a stalemate. The people agree with me.
It is a stalemate. we're going to spin the wheel to decide who wins on random chance. The wheel of names, two names, 50-50, totally random.
Fine, do it. Even though you haven't provided any good evidence of Tony knowing how to fight.
Then people will give me flack for it on social media. It's fine.
Spin the wheel right now.
Chip. I got to add him in. Okay. Here we go. You as my witness. It's spinning. It is spinning. And it lands on Tony.
Best two out of three. Tiger.
Best two out of three. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. Fair.
Because I think you rigged it.
I did not rig it.
It's on your phone. I feel like you rigged it.
Oh, my God. Here we go. We're going to spin again. Tony's at 1 point. Spinning, spinning, spinning. It's in Chip. Chip has one.
Okay. Chip has one. 1-1.
This is it. This is the do or die.
This is for all the marbles.
This is for the whole bowl of cereal.
I can't believe we're doing this over cereal.
Here we go. It is spinning. Totally random chance. It's in Tony's zone. Don't touch it again because it's Tony the Tiger taking it to for the best of five. You want to do this three more times?
No, my beer's gone.
Mine's not, but I can work on that quickly while I close out the show. Tony the Tiger, serial champion on mascot Slapshot.
I have more cars than you. But anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in to Four Beers, No Fears, episode 42, title episode 42, Fast, Too Furious. This was a good one. If you did not like the serial talk, please let me know. If you guys could do me a favor, please go on Spotify, rank it 5 stars. So far, we're actually all ranked 5 stars, one star. It's probably my brother. But we just need a couple more to actually be up in the ratings.
Be sure to share with your friends and family if you like the show.
Yeah, if you send me a screenshot of you actually sharing it in like a message, I will Venmo you $2.42.
I will give you a bowl of cereal.
Cookie crisps. Good night.